friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Christian singer Toby Mac gets completely vulnerable about the grief of losing his son. Written by Hallie Wells. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Christian singer Toby Mac tragically lost his oldest son, Truett Foster McKeon, 21 years old at the time, on October 23, 2019. And while it might be tempting to think that celebrities live perfect lives or lives protected from pain, Toby Mac has experienced the heartbreak of the worst kind. In this raw and revealing interview, he shares how his greatest loss has impacted him. Born Kevin Michael McKeon in Virginia, Toby Mac is a Christian rapper, singer, songwriter, and producer. He's been performing in groups or as a solo since 1987. He's been nominated for and won music awards of all kinds: American Music Awards, Billboard Music Awards, Grammys, GMA Covenant Awards, and GMA Dev Awards. During a 7-minute video entitled Healing Out Loud, Toby Mac very articulately shares what he's learned in his grief, and there are several insights that may very well help others going through the same thing. Toby Mac describes a chance meeting that he had while performing in Austin. He'd met a man at his concert and subsequently played golf with the gentleman while still in Austin. The man talked with Toby Mac about how he lost his son in a car accident. This was before Toby Mac's own son died. There were several things during that meeting that might have been preparing him for the tragedy he would experience, and it sounds as though the artist believes God's hand was in that providential encounter. Later, after Truett's death, the man reached out to Toby Mac and encouraged him to grab onto a promise of God. Toby Mac did that, clinging to the promise that God would not forsake him, and God never left him alone in his anguish. Christian singer Toby Mac speaks honestly about how laughing and smiling have returned, but that the depth of his laughter and the size of his smile may never be what it once was. This might resonate with many who've lost loved ones. Toby Mac shares that he spent time, for the first time, really considering heaven and what it might be like. In fact, Toby Mac wrote a song entitled 21 Years, which beautifully captures some of the thoughts that he might have been wrestling with after losing his boy. There are three primary things that have helped ease the grief for Toby Mac, his wife Amanda, and their other four children. Counseling and the support of loved ones and friends have made a tremendous difference. Additionally, Toby Mac and his family found the prayers and kindness of fans to be a blessing and an encouragement too. Ultimately, Toby Mac, who was singing Christian music for years before the birth of his talented son, learned that beyond reason and beyond doubt, God is always there. In our darkest times, He's there. Truett had been singing for years before he passed away. He sang on 5 of his dad's albums between the ages of 6 and 16, and he was starting a career of his own in the last couple of years. Truett's family started the Truett Foster Foundation. The organization raises money for college scholarships for vulnerable youth. Brothers and sisters, we do not want you to be uninformed about those who sleep in death, so that you do not grieve like the rest of mankind, who have no hope. 1 Thessalonians 4:13. Actor Mark Wahlberg left church Ash Wednesday telling everyone what he's giving up for Lent. Written by Justin Hugie. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Christian celebrity and Hollywood actor Mark Wahlberg left his church on Ash Wednesday and had a powerful message for fans. He's sharing his plans for this Lent season, and it sounds like something we should all try. Every year, Christians all over the globe observe the 40 days of Lent that begins with Ash Wednesday. This almost 6-week Lent is a time of reflection leading up to Easter Sunday. Many people will give up something for 40 days to replicate Jesus traveling to the desert for 40 days. As a Christian celebrity, critically acclaimed actor Mark Wahlberg is also participating in Lent this year. and he has a challenge for all of us this season. Throughout his career, Mark has always been open about his faith and how important it is for his family. "What I do every day is pray for the strength to be a good servant, father, and husband," he said in 2010. "I ask for the ability to raise my kids, to teach and protect them, and to be disciplined and firm and loving and nurturing. It can be a fine line, so I ask God for the strength to not lose my patience with my children." At the start of Ash Wednesday, actor Mark Wahlberg took to social media to share with his fans how he would be observing Lent. He said that every year, people always ask him what he's going to give up, but this year, he decided that instead of doing less, it was time to do more. "Let's try to do more. More love, more peace, more acceptance, more caring, and more kindness." This is such a powerful statement, and I'm so glad to see this outspoken Christian celebrity share his faith with the world.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast, and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Feeling stressed? Let's take better care of you. I'm Bonnie Gray, the host of Breathe, the Stress Less podcast. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.